Welcome to Southview Stories, bringing you memorable stories from the leaders and best. Well, the season's coming to a close. This is the second to last episode of the first season of Southview Stories. It's been a lot of fun, a lot of learning, and been great to catch up with people I've known for years and people I just met about podcasts, about Ann Arbor, about U of M, and looking forward to finishing off the season with a bang next week with an amazing interview with Ari Weinzweig from Zingerman's. But first, this week I had the pleasure of interviewing Anthony Taylor and Shannon Cozera, the proprietors of Axe Ventura, located right next door, almost right next door to Scorekeepers on Maynard Street, across from Hopcat. And the story that Anthony and Shannon provided was awesome. They have a great story, and Anthony in particular is a veteran who spent time traveling the world, serving our country, then went back to school and also started a business and is really doing things, taking the path less traveled and doing things the right way in my view. So we had a great time, shot on location in Axe Ventura, the axe throwing establishment on campus now, and hope you enjoy his story. But first, shout out to our sponsors. Underground Printing. Visit us at www.undergroundshirts.com for any and all custom printed apparel needs. T-shirts, sweatshirts, pens, mugs, hats, bags, you name it. Also, State and Liberty. www.stateandliberty.com. Great fitting, great feeling men's clothing. You can still visit their website and use the discount code SOUTHU for 10% off. And finally, Destination Ann Arbor, promoting Ann Arbor as a destination of choice for travelers. And you can visit them at annarbor.org to learn more. And now, Anthony Taylor of Axe Ventura. All right, we're here at I already forgot the address. 332 Maynard, next to the Maynard parking deck, Scorekeepers, kitty corner for NYPD. And we are in Axe Ventura with Anthony Taylor.
That's right.
And Shannon Cozera. Got it?
Yeah.
Got it.
Nice.
And we are in, this is like the newest, hottest place in Ann Arbor, the like greatest experience. Multiple people have told me, like, hey, have you done axe throwing at Axe Ventura yet? And I was like, first of all, the name is enough for me. I think the name is hilarious. I haven't done it yet, although it's Sunday morning, so maybe we'll hold off. But I also had heard that the story, your story, both of your stories, but Anthony, especially yours, was really like rooted in this place. And built from scratch, built by yourself. We were just talking about bootstrapping, and wanted to come out and hear the story. So thanks for having me. We appreciate it. You're also you've got recovery. Quite a brace. Yeah, you got quite a brace on your leg. So I appreciate the.
Don't recommend ACL surgery.
Mason's gonna have it soon, so we'll cut him a break when he does. Tell us a little about your background. When you walk into Axe Ventura, by the way. There's a picture of you two at around age 13 or 14, and it's very endearing. I love that picture.
I can't believe she actually hung that. I saw those prints, and I was like, damn.
Braces and all. That's a great touch. Yeah,
that's exactly a crazy story, right. Yeah. We've known each other a very long time.
So tell us a little bit about that story.
Ooh, you want to touch that one? You're better at the whole us story. Because I don't remember it correctly, apparently.
Yeah, we better tell the story so no one gets in trouble. That's really what it comes out to.
We dated in middle school and high school. And then he was enough older that he just went off to college. And we went our separate ways. Paths kind of kept crossing around the world a little bit. But lived different lives. And then we both ended up in Michigan.
She slid into my DMs.
And she congratulated. This is wholesome. I was just talking about braces in middle school, and you're talking about.
There's a lot of that. Yeah. And then I got into Michigan, and she, like I said, slid into my DMs to congratulate me. And then I found out that she was like living in Michigan. I didn't know that. And then I came up here. I think it was like the second weekend I was here, and I already had to get away. So I just went and saw her. And then just kept doing that.
Yeah.
Then she started coming over here.
So she became part of this story at X Ventura. But tell us a little bit about your background, and you're an undergrad here right now, correct. Right? But you've had a little bit of a journey to get to this point,
Big journey, yeah. So after high school, like you said, I went to college the first time. Didn't go so well. I got too wrapped up in the whole party scene.
Mm-hmm.
Failed out.
Yeah.
Terrible grades, whatnot. And then I did a little bit of factory work for a while, hated it. So my mom recommended joining the military. So that's what I did. At the time, like, best decision ever made.
Yeah.
It was great. Got me out of, you know, Ohio, whatever. So I spent 9 years in the Coast Guard. Traveled the world. Been all over the place.
Where have you been?
So my first unit after, you know, like, my initial training was down in Key West, and I was on a ship down there,
mm-hmm.
and we were doing counter narcotics in
the
Caribbean. So we went all over the place from, you know, like Grand Cayman, South America, Colombia,
oh wow,
like Puerto Rico, all over the place down there. And then even Africa, spent 4 months in Africa going up and down the coast on the west side. And then after that, I went to Jacksonville. I was like a land unit. I was kind of bored. And so I volunteered to go to the Middle East for a year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then spent the year over there.
With the Coast Guard?
Yeah.
What does the Coast Guard do overseas like that?
So it's a lot of like, I don't know, like oil platform security type of stuff, mm-hmm, and a little mm-hmm. bit of like inner like relations and stuff like that.
Right.
And then I spent a year over there, like Bahrain, Kuwait, Oman, those areas. It was a good experience as well.
Yeah.
And then I did. After that, I came back and went to California, spent my last 2 years out there, and then got out while I was out there.
And in total, how long were you
serving? 9 years.
9 years, like, you served.
Like,
wow.
2 months over 9 years or something like
That's
that.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And then I came home, and I really
home to Ohio.
Ohio, yeah. Yep. And I wanted to go back to college. Like, I was getting really good job offers because I was doing electronics as a specialty, 8 years hands-on experience. Like, I have a degree in electronics.
Yeah.
So I was getting very good job offers.
Yeah.
And I don't want to do that anymore. So I was like, dead set on going back to college. But when I mentioned like the first go around, I failed out.
Right.
So nobody was going to let me in.
Well, I mean, the thing is that there's this assumption that, you know, the path is that you're ready right after high school. When in reality, that's just not the case. It's not the case for people that come here and get fine grades and graduate. Mm-hmm. Most of them aren't in the path that they want. They're not in their jobs they want. And they only learn that years later, right? And so
They're kids, right?
I mean, we mm-hmm. were talking about that earlier. You know, we really, truly are kids. And so, you know, to have found a way out, you know, from that path, having it not defined you,
mm-hmm.
to find another path is great. And to be able to, like, have the fortitude. I was telling you, I'm like, all props to you for being able to come back and do it again. So, you know, how'd you make that decision?
To go back to school?
Yeah.
Well, I was tired of other people telling me how to live my life.
Right.
At the end of the day.
Right.
It comes down to. So it's not necessarily so much motivation of like what I know what I want to do. I know what I don't want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to go back and work in a factory. I don't want to have somebody else telling me what to do. So that's why I'm doing like my own businesses. I'm going back to school for, you know, athletic training, kinesiology right now. And I'm doing that not to get a job.
Right.
But to open, you know, more businesses.
Yeah, that's great.
Exactly.
Awesome.
But yeah, going back to school in your 30s is not easy.
It's not. I mean, going to school, period, is not easy.
Especially here.
Yeah, that's right. It's hard. Yeah, that's right.
I'm still waiting for them to be like, we made a mistake on your acceptance.
That will never. I'm sure that's not true. But you're absolutely right. Yeah. Going to school is hard. Going back to school is hard. And then going back to school when you're maybe not a generation is maybe a little big of an exaggeration, but when you're, you know, like good 10, 15 years older. Yeah. That's right. Is
because I'm starting at the bottom. Like the seniors are 22.
Right, right.
But I started as a freshman.
Right.
So I'm with like the 18, 19 that's right. year olds, you know?
So you're, obviously you're already biting off a lot.
Yeah.
And then, you had the itch to take on more responsibility? How did X Ventura start?
Yeah, it wasn't necessarily an itch. So we went two New Year's ago, down to Kentucky, or not last year, the New Year's before that.
Okay.
We went down to Kentucky and just on a whim, just randomly drove down there, and we're looking for things to do. And we saw axe throwing on like TV at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Yo, let's go do that.
Yeah.
And then we did it. Loved it. She's going to tell the story about how she won, I'm sure.
I did.
Let's pause for that story.
Pause.
Yeah, please.
He's one of these, as you can tell, he just like picks up anything, he's good at it.
Okay.
And it's very frustrating because as a counterpart, you need to be able to encourage that, but be prepared to lose.
Right.
All the time.
Okay.
So I was like, all right, we'll go do this and I'll lose and it'll be great. But I didn't. I won. I forever have the first win.
It was like the Little Giants. You know, like that one time.
Yeah, I know. The annexation of Puerto Rico.
Absolutely.
That's right. I know.
So then little she's never done it again.
That's what she had to be the other night.
When
we were playing up front. He was throwing left-handed, but I still won.
We'll cut that out. Mason, let's cut that out. Cut that out.
Yeah.
All right. So you went that first time. You loved it. This is while you're back at Michigan?
Yeah. Okay. So that was like
2019.
Yeah. I started in 2018 here.
Got it.
And then we were on the drive home and I was like, yo, I want to do this again. And I was looking into here.
Yeah.
And the closest place is in Novi. And I was like, business minded that we both are. We started joking, right?
Right.
Let's open up one of these, in Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
And then
we also thought we could do it for
everything that building, we thought. Like, everything we thought was wrong.
Yeah.
But this is where the name was born. She was like, what would you call it? Within 2 seconds, I busted it out. Like, first name, Axe Ventura. We both had a good laugh and I stuck with it. I was like,
it's such a great name.
That was the easiest decision we made in the whole process.
That was the whole thing. Yeah.
Have you ever reached out or tweeted at or mentioned Jim Carrey to see if he... Mm-hmm. Oh, that's got to happen. That's got to happen.
No. Neither of us are...
I don't do the tweeting.
Fluent with...
Social media, as we mentioned.
We'll chat about that later.
Older. Yeah, I'll scroll memes, but that's about it.
That would be good. I bet he would get a kick out of it. So... You're like, we can do this. We can open a business. What? You're so, in school. Home, yeah. I want to go back and mention to everybody. You're an undergrad.
Yeah.
And you're starting.
Also, like, I'm doing athletic training here, which requires a lot of extensive clinical hours.
Right.
Which is another 20 hours a week on top of, you know, being an undergrad.
Right.
You weren't doing those when we first started, though. So we thought we had more time.
Yeah. When we started in February, like, really getting serious about looking for, you know, commercial real estate.
Right.
And we thought, you know, like, oh, we can be open in 2 months.
Yeah.
Open in 2 months.
Yeah.
And it took us almost 8 months to even get a lease signed.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have, you know, corporate funding.
Yeah.
We don't have any experience in business. So nobody wanted to work with us.
Right.
And we started working with this place just right up the street here. And it was in a basement. And we spent like 4 months working on this. And then it comes out that the city needed the place to have a sprinkler system.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have another $250,000. And the people that had the place didn't want to put that in. Right. I don't blame them. So then after that 4 months of like working with cities, architects, permits, and everything, we got shot down.
Back to square
right where
one.
Most people would have given up.
Right.
I was like, nope, we're going to keep going because, you know, we believed in it.
We believed
in what we were doing, I think is what it really comes down to. So then we found this place.
They brought it to us before it came on the market.
Yeah, they brought it to us. And we had to basically like Shark Tank pitch, John.
Yep, John Split.
We had to convince him to shut his business down for us to come in. And as you can see, like 40 years of business,
yeah,
it's not easy to talk somebody out of it. Like,
right.
Shut your whole business down. Let us use this.
That's right.
With something that you've never heard of.
So did you, like, how did that go?
Better than we thought it was going to go, because we were getting shot down left and right by everybody because we had no experience. Mm-hmm. We had none of those. Like you said, like I said, we don't have the corporate funding. Like we couldn't pay for rent up front for the year most people wanted, you know?
Yeah.
But
we also had to wrap a lot of our money up right away that we didn't like.
Yeah,
right.
To secure places with the money that talks.
Right.
But it went better than we thought. Like we had the initial thing, like a mindset of please somebody let us use your place.
Yeah.
Please. And then we realized that like we are going to be the attraction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like you mentioned, everybody loves this place.
Yeah.
We knew that's how it was going to be.
That's right.
So then we adopted that mindset of like,
you would be happy to have us. Like, right. You'd be lucky to let us use your business. So then we adopted that mindset and went forward with that confidence, and it worked.
And Ann Arbor has a few, more than a handful of landlords who have owned their buildings for a long time and actually are invested in the diversity of retail, in the diversity of businesses in downtown Ann Arbor. Mm-hmm. And so, John obviously saw something and decided to take a leap with the both of you. There are others too that are not just, you know, corporations, but people that work and live here and
yep.
and own buildings and want to give this a shot. Many of them have given me a shot over the couple, you know, the awesome. Last couple decades. So that's awesome that you were able to find that. So
so that's where the fun began.
Yeah, yeah. Now we're not even to the hard part yet, I'm
no,
sure.
No, we're not. No. That was, but for us that was extremely frustrating because we just wanted a shot, you know?
Yeah.
And
we had to put everything on the line for it.
Yeah.
Everything. Which is, you know, that's fine. But then after, like I said, 8 months, we signed a lease in, I think, August. And it wasn't like 8 months of, you know, just chilling and, mm-hmm. you know. Like, we were, like, really actively seeking out places to let us rent.
Right.
And then in August, we got that lease signed. And then it began. Like, it got serious. And yeah. As you can see from like these pictures, you probably can't see on.
Yeah, there. We'll walk around and take a few shots.
This place was still a fully functioning dry cleaners. You know, the biggest pain were these bathrooms. There, oh my, we had to demo the old ones, and we had to build these new ones.
I saw the drinking fountains, which I only just recently learned that drinking fountains are part of Co. You have to have drinking fountains.
Yes, we do.
I learned that as well. Two. Yeah, I learned that as well.
We learned a lot.
Yeah.
And our old bathrooms were 1 foot too small.
Yeah, so we had to come in and build completely new ones. And we had to do that around him taking all of his equipment out. Mm-hmm. So you have to imagine this place was full of equipment.
Right.
And we're in the corner trying to build ADA approved bathrooms.
Right.
Took 2 months.
Wow.
And we're doing this on the weekends. There's three of us. It's me, her, and Connor. Well, her dad as well. So four of us. And we're doing this on the weekends because she doesn't live here. I'm a full-time student, also doing clinicals,
right,
like 20 hours a week. And our other partner, Connor, is also a full-time student.
So you're
studying economics here.
So you're two full-time students, mm-hmm. someone making a decent commute.
3 hours a
week. 3 hour commute. And basically at this juncture, you're doing it because of grit, like determination.
Basically,
right?
Yeah, because, you know, people told me we could.
Because, yeah, basically to stick it to a bunch of people, right? Yeah.
And we signed a bunch of paperwork. Right,
yeah. That was after the paperwork was signed. I was like, oh, shit.
I remember looking at each other going, what did we just do?
Yeah, it was right. Like, oh, man, like, we worked so hard for it, but like now it's real. It's like, oh,
yeah,
oh.
That's right.
But then, of course, like we couldn't give up. So we did that. And then after the bathrooms were built, then we had to build all this stuff. But,
right.
You know, there were a couple times where we need extra hands, and me and Connor are both veterans, and we can always rely on that community. We put it out like part of the SBA here.
Yeah.
We're like, put up the bat symbol or whatever, you know, we need hands.
Yeah, that's
10,
amazing.
15 people would show up.
That's,
you know,
amazing.
I mean? So we got like this whole back wall like built in.
And proudly displaying flags as well.
Yeah, so the flag raising we did because me and Connor are both part of the SBA here.
Yeah. Student Veterans Association?
Student Veterans of America.
Oh, Student Veterans
the chapter
of America.
Of UM.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and so we got with them because we worked with them. They helped us. We helped them. So we had each, like a person from each branch come and donate a flag, and we put them up.
That's awesome.
Like a whole thing, and I left the SBA, like had the whole area.
Yeah.
We just threw. It was cool.
That's great.
But then, yeah, after, you know, we built all this stuff, then...
So to have all everything approved.
Yeah, there was, I think we went through like maybe 10 different inspections, which is a nightmare in its own.
So from start to finish, how long did it take?
11 months.
11 months.
From 11 months. Idea, like from conception of the idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To open, actually, well, that would be like 12 months because the idea happened like January 2nd.
Right.
And then we opened December 6th.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So... Took a while, but we're here now, and it's an amazing testament, I think, to first of all, a second career almost, right, for you as a student, and then as a trainer, and then now as a business owner.
Yeah,
exactly. And learning a lot, I'm sure. Learning a ton, I'm sure.
Very, very big learning process, yeah. And, you know, like, this is something that we just, like, I guess, who starts a business as a hobby? You know what I mean?
A lot of, I would say.
I like a brick and mortar business.
I would say that that's not
what people read about and hear about in the news. They don't hear about the businesses that are our side hustle, side businesses, side gigs. They hear about the unicorns and the billion-dollar businesses. But this is the backbone of entrepreneurship. So,
absolutely.
So I would say a lot of people, we just don't get to hear about them. And we don't get to hear these stories, especially about veterans that are doing awesome things. So when I heard a little snippet, we thought we got to come out here and check it out.
We appreciate it.
So, well, thanks so much for having us. This was awesome. Great to hear the story. And everyone's got to get out here and throw some axe.
It's awesome.
What's the term? Is it called throwing some axe? What do you say?
I guess.
Throw axe?
We throw down.
Throw down.
We throw down.
Throw down. Okay, everyone's got to get out here and throw down.
We'll throw down.
All right, thanks.
I guess.